But first to Queensland, and tourist numbers are already down in the Sunshine State, and now a big oil spill, much larger than initially thought, has left a brown, greasy tide along large expanses of the state's big drawcards, the long white beaches and scenic coastline north of Brisbane. The main spill is off Moreton Island, but the spill has spread far and wide to areas along the Sunshine Coast. The ABC understands authorities are concerned that up to 100,000 litres of fuel could have spilt from a damaged ship on Wednesday. The Premier of Queensland, Anna Bligh, has declared the affected area a natural disaster zone. Public access will be restricted to the areas to allow pollution response teams to clean up. I spoke to the Premier, Anna Bligh. Anna Bligh, good morning. A couple of days ago, you were describing this as a light spill. It's not so, is it?
What's clear from further aerial surveillance yesterday afternoon is that the amount of oil that has gone from this ship is significantly more than the ship's captain reported. Last night, I declared a disaster situation on Moreton and Bribie Island and the southern end of the Sunshine Coast. I think it's important to make sure that this disaster declaration occurs so that police have unequivocal powers to restrict access to these areas, to access private property, to get equipment onto the beaches, and that's what will occur.
So in the first instance, you took the ship's owner or the ship's captain's word for how much had been spilt?
In any event like this, you need to get advice from the ship's captain about how much oil is on board and how much has gone into the water. You then check the captain's word with aerial surveillance, and that's what's occurred. I think it's important to remember that this event has occurred in cyclonic weather conditions and very, very high seas.
Lauren Springborg, your opposite number, the man who wants your job, says it's a case of incompetence or a cover-up.
I've heard this ridiculous suggestion of a cover-up. Tony, this is a 60-kilometre oil spill. Any suggestion that anyone, one, would want to cover it up or could is simply nonsense.
So you're completely happy with the way it's been handled?
I'm not happy with the information that we received in the first instance from the ship's owner, but I am very pleased to say that we've got workers out there on the ground from the earliest possible time yesterday. We want to clean this up, but I'm not going to put emergency workers at risk. These were high tides on the beaches yesterday morning, and putting teams of people out there would not have been responsible. We got them there at the first available time that it was safe to do so.
And you are completely happy with the government agencies?
This will be the subject of a full investigation. If there is any evidence that this ship owner breached any regulations, then we will not hesitate to prosecute. If there is any evidence that any government agency could have or should have done better, we'll certainly be taking all relevant action to address that. At this stage, my priority is to have teams of people out there cleaning this mess up to protect wildlife in what may well be the worst environmental disaster that Queensland or the southeast of our state has faced.
What about calls from Greens leader Bob Brown that this should have been handled by or should be handled rather by a national emergency response organisation of some sort?
The Australian Maritime Safety Authority is involved in this clean-up. This is a joint effort between Commonwealth, state and local government. Given the extent of the spill, there are a number of local governments also involved, and we're working cooperatively and in a concerted effort to address this spill. I don't think it's helpful to the people who are out there cleaning it up to have people like Bob Brown sniping from the sidelines. I don't think he understands the weather conditions that these people are working in.
Premier Bligh, why was this ship allowed to be where it was in those sort of conditions that you've just mentioned?
This ship was not in Queensland waters. It was in international waters when this occurred. The location of the ship and the way that it managed itself in these weather conditions will be the subject of a full investigation.
You sound like you're pretty angry with the ship's owners. Are you going to try and recoup costs from them?
We will be pursuing these ship's owners for full compensation for the costs of this clean-up. Right now, I'm not worrying about the costs. I'm getting on with doing it. But these ship's owners should stand on notice where they will get a very large compensation claim from the Queensland Government. I'm not at all happy about this spill. This could, as I said, be the worst environmental disaster we've faced. We will have experts out on the beaches every day until it's cleaned up, including wildlife experts. We have actually activated. There is a national plan to cover these sorts of circumstances. That national plan has been activated, and that means we will see more people with expertise deployed into Queensland from other states over the next few days.
The Premier of Queensland, Anna Bligh, thanks for joining us this morning on AM.
Thank you very much.